You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. I'm joined this morning by a returning guest, an unbelievably talented returning guest. Sarah Dukes is a mother of six. She's a licensed mental health counselor, and she's an award-winning composer. She started playing piano when she was only 6 years old and composed her first song at the mere age of eight. I was not composing music at the age of eight. Classically trained until she was 18, the North Carolina resident raised pianist increasingly turned to her music and songwriting as a way of expressing herself. And by the time Sarah finished high school, she had a stirring collection of original pieces that made up her debut album entitled Finding Forever, which was performed by world-renowned pianist Yaron Gershovsky. In 2016, Sarah released her second album of original piano solos called Life Sometimes. And Sarah's latest release, which we will premiere here on That's Life in the middle of this interview, or halfway through this interview, it's entitled Yesterday Again. It's featuring Clay Agnew as the vocalist, and it is her debut not only as a songwriter, but as a lyricist. The result is a striking performance of emotional intelligence and vulnerability, because Yesterday Again is a ballad reflecting on the universal experience of losing a loved one. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me, and I will tell you that I was completely moved. I don't know, I hope you take this as a compliment, but I was moved to tears when I listened to Yesterday Again after you had sent me the track. So congratulations on this new release.
Oh, thank you. I'm also moved to tears every time I listen to it.
Does that surprise you, by the way, that that you're moved to tears by your own work, or is it the sum total of having written the lyrics and composed the music that makes you all in on this piece?
You know, I think as a composer and a songwriter, the goal is to be able to create a piece of music that evokes emotion, and for a song to create such an enormous amount of emotion in the listener, such as this song, I really truly feel that it really is Hashem's song, and I was just the conduit to bring it into this world, because I don't feel like, you know, I don't consider myself a songwriter or a lyricist, and I don't feel like this is something that I would be able to do on my own.
Wow. So then what brought you to this point where you weren't just doing the music itself, but you worked on the lyrics and composed and became the lyricist for this piece as well?
Well, there was a number of tragedies in my life, in our community, and I was really affected by it. We were just losing a lot of special people. And usually when I feel an intense amount of emotion from something or because of something, I do go to the piano and usually release it through the piano and a composition is born. So I did go to the piano assuming that was going to happen. And the lyrics kind of came out together with the melody that has never happened before, because I don't, again, all of my previous releases are all piano solo, one instrumental, and I don't usually, that's not the common way that I express myself through words. It's more through music and sound and piano solos. So I was very, very surprised that it happened like this, and I sent it to someone and said, look, I've never done anything like this. Is there any potential with this song? And he said, absolutely. Send it to this guy, Clay. He'll make a demo for you so you'll be able to hear what it sounds like. And so I sent it to Clay, and he helped me with a couple of the lyrics. He helped me, just put the whole song together like you hear it. And he sent back this demo, and I started crying. And I realized that there's no way. But, you know, originally I was going to hear the demo and then see what I was going to do with it, like maybe pitch it to another singer or figure out what to do. But once he sent it back and it and I had such a strong emotional reaction to the song, I realized that, like, you know, this is it. This is exactly what I want to give over. This is the effect that I wanted to have. And I decided to release it myself.
And were you able to feel that sense of healing that you often look to from the piano through the composition of this piece?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, something about this song is that it is a sad song, but I don't feel like it's a depressing song. Like, it's sad and comforting at the same time, and it really is very therapeutic for me and very healing. And I go through that experience every time I listen to this song. It just has that healing element and comforting aspect to it.
When you sat down to the piano the first time for this piece, were you surprised at the, I mean, I understand that the lyrics, you didn't expect the lyrics to come out, but let's talk about the music angle for a second, because that is your go-to. Were you surprised at the notes that you started to play? I mean, did you expect the piece, or did you think the piece was going to go in a different direction?
No. Usually when I sit down to compose a piece, I don't hear the melody before. I don't know what I want. Like, I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm not analyzing where it should go, where it's supposed to go. I really just let my fingers guide me, and I never know where it's going to end up. And sometimes it could surprise me, like, wow, that's really powerful, or wow, that sounds amazing, or that's beautiful. But I'm not really assessing it at that time or analyzing what's happening theory-wise with the music when I'm actually composing.
Because I'm always fascinated by the path that an artist takes in composing his or her art, regardless of what medium that is. You know, there's Yitzhak Muli, who's a phenomenal pop artist who still has his basics. He is starting with his paints, he's starting with his canvas, and things move him as he goes along. So I appreciate, you know, when he does, let's say, a video, and we're watching the video, and you see how you get from point A to point Z and how he got to the end of that piece. So in terms of writing music, which is something I would say 90% of my listeners, if not more, it's not something they can do. I can't do it. You know, we sit down as children, we finger paint, we do this, we do that, and everyone's doing, you know, painting classes where we can all come out with a beautiful piece of artwork. and those are that's something that we can experience, but it's not something, what you're doing is not something I can experience. I cannot play a note. So I'm fascinated to try, and I don't want to say get into your head, but just to try to understand how you start at point A and get to point Z, especially with a piece like this.
I find that different when it comes to musicians or art in general. There are different ways and different, there's different ways that composers compose. So some composers actually hear the melody in their head before, and they try and figure it out through their instrument. Some actually, I've had a few friends that they dream of a melody and they wake up, or they wake themselves up and they try and do what they can to record it and hold on to that.
Wow.
So my personal way of composing is I feel this like force that's pulling me to the piano, and I try to take advantage of that when I'm feeling it, because I know the chances of me sitting down then and coming up or starting a composition are very high. I don't always get a chance to be able to do that. It depends what I'm in the middle of, if I'm in the middle of my kids or if I'm working, you know, and sometimes it will also last a couple of days and I know I just have to find the time to do it. But what usually happens is I'll sit down and, believe it or not, I don't know piano theory. I don't know chords. I can't tell you what key my pieces are in. But I do try to tap into the emotional element of the specific sounds of the keys.
Wow.
And this is something that I've been teaching. I've had two students so far, and I really teach them to be sensitive to the notes. There's certain emotion that each note can draw out, and then there's the high notes and the low notes, and when you play two notes together, how does that make you feel? And to just help the person explore the keys and explore the sounds until eventually they come up with a combination that sounds good or that they like, and then that's great, and then play it over and over again until you're ready to develop that. So in terms of, you know, you not being able to do this, I personally believe that you could, It's really just making yourself sensitive to the different sounds. So that's what I do. I'll sit down. I'll try and come up with something that kind of expresses how I'm feeling and just take it from there.
Wow.
I actually started sharing the process on my Instagram page a long time ago. I started a new piece and I said, okay, guys, this is where it is right now. This is the very beginning. This is how I plan to develop it. I didn't really end up finishing it. I almost finished the piece, but it's not finished yet.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
And there you go.
And that's what was interesting about yesterday again, is that it came out all at once in one shot, which was very different for me, very new. And that's also why I feel like that came directly from Hashem. Whereas I know all my other songs do also, but there was something different and unique about this song.
Well, I couldn't ask you for a better introduction before we start this song. So you are listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. We are premiering the Sarah Dukes single titled Yesterday Again, featuring Clay Agnew here at the Nachum Segal Network.
If it were yesterday again, I'd still be holding your hand, and I'd never let it go, because I would know that it would be my last chance, and you would still be here by my side, laughing till tears filled our eyes. I'd be so carefree, 'cause you'd be here with me, if only it were yesterday again. But I know you're happy now, and I'll try to be happy for you, but I'm not sure how. With my heart broken in two, I still feel you and remember all that we've been through. And there is so much more that I would say, if only it were yesterday. I miss your arms around me tight, telling me that it'll be alright, that I will be okay, the pain will go away. But it's so hard without you in my life. But I know you're happy now, and I'll try to be happy for you, but I'm not sure how. With my heart broken in two, I still feel you and remember all that we've been through. And there is so much more that I would say, if only it were yesterday. So fly, my dear angel, won't you send a little light my way? 'Cause it's feeling pretty dark today. Fly high. Tomorrow is another day, then maybe you can hear me say that I know you're happy now, and I'll try to be happy for you, but I'm not sure how. With my heart broken in two, I still feel you and remember all that we've been through. So much more that I would say, but I know you know my heart in every way. And even though I wished I could have seen you stay, I'm so grateful for yesterday.
That was Yesterday Again, Sarah Dukes' latest release. Sarah, it really is absolutely beautiful listening to it again, and the juxtaposition of it being the 1 year anniversary of the Parkland shooting, certainly I certainly find the song even more poignant than I did before. I wonder if with the couple minutes we have left, we can just talk for a second as a fellow mother of six and also as a mental health professional. Not that I am a mental health professional, but you being a licensed mental health counselor, we can talk for a second about balancing all of those elements and still having time for quote unquote yourself in order to make sure that your music is your healthiest way of expression. So let's just talk for a second about balance. How do you try and bring all of this into balance in your life?
You know, it's interesting because I'm actually currently working on being more aware of the fact that, you know, as you mentioned, like we have different roles. Like sometimes, you know, we have to be a mother. Sometimes we are a professional. Sometimes we're a wife. Sometimes we are a creative person. You know, we have different roles. And I feel that we do need to make sure that we not just find the time for ourselves, because a lot of times we don't find the time. We have to actually make the time. So I think that is very, you know, self-care is very important, especially your mother. You have a lot of different responsibilities to make the time, schedule it in. I hire a babysitter sometimes to help me with the kids so that I can have a little bit of time to myself. I'll work a lot after they go to sleep. But there are times that I find that, you know, let's say I'm home with my baby and I feel an inspiration and I start working on a song and it's beautiful or a piece and it's beautiful and I'm getting somewhere and then my baby starts crying and he needs me and he starts being demanding and I go and try and distract him and go back to the piano and I'm constantly being pulled away. I have to really remind myself that, you know, right now I want to be a composer, but Hashem wants me to be a mother. And just surrender and acknowledge the fact that, like, it's not meant to be right now. In my mind, I want to finish this song, and I think that it's important to finish this song. But if I was meant to finish it, it will happen at the right time. Either it will happen later, you know, when my kids are all sleeping, or I was never meant to finish it right now at this time. And I have to really accept that Hashem, you know, and just leave myself open to the fact that Hashem is going to make it clear what I need to do at that time. And you know, work on trying to stop myself from saying I should be finishing this. He should be entertaining himself. because it's not true. If that's the way it should be, it would be like that.
Wow. Talk about faith. Talk about faith. We joke around here all the time that God is the ultimate, God is the ultimate producer. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just had a total mind blank on that. God is the ultimate producer. And it's true. Whatever is supposed to happen, happens.
And, exactly. And sometimes there are plot twists.
Right.
And you kind of have to adjust, you know?
Absolutely. Kids are a plot twist. Kids are a plot twist. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, I have to say it's a total inspiration to speak to you. I felt that way after the last time we spoke. I certainly feel that way as well today. I thank you so much. I wish you continued hatzlacha in all that you do. I think you're a great role model and a great example of what Jewish women are capable of. Still being a mom and still being a professional. It's really quite inspiring. I hope you'll keep in touch and I hope this track goes far. I really do.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.